What is the Constitution Court deciding tomorrow? When the Thai Parliament voted to amend the section of the Constitution dealing with how senators are chosen, it seemed simple enough and very democratic. In the future, all senators would be elected by ordinary citizen voters. There would no longer be any appointed senators chosen by a committee consisting of judges and high government officials. The proposed amendment was quickly challenged, however, by groups of opposition Democrats and senators who petitioned the Constitution Court to decide if it was constitutional, that is, if it followed the rules of the present Constitution. The complaints were varied, but the court decided to combine them into one case and will announce its ruling tomorrow. This could be a very, very important decision. It could help to calm the current political tensions, or it could make them worse. Let's take a quick look at what the court is considering. Two of the complaints deal with the concept of checks and balances. First, that the Senate limits the power of the House through its ability to scrutinize, delay, or suggest changes to legislation. And, secondly, the Parliament as a whole limits the power of the executive branch of government, the Prime Minister and his or her cabinet. If the Senate is fully elected, the complaints go, a political party could end up controlling the House, the Senate, and the executive branch. The court will rule on the issue of fairness. Is it fair, for example, to abruptly end the terms of the current appointed senators, but not the elected senators? Many of the other complaints allege that rules were violated during the consideration of the draft amendment. The court must decide whether the debate was improperly limited and whether the opposition was prevented from fully airing their reservations. And was there cheating during the vote? Did some MPs cast votes for MPs who were not present? And did the House Speaker have the right to propose the amendment draft to His Majesty the King through the Prime Minister and bypass the Senate? Finally, the court will also consider whether the Senate Speaker, an elected senator, acted impartially during the consideration of the amendment. There has been lots of speculation on how the court might rule, but we can wait another day to find out. The ruling Pueri party, however, seems in no mood to wait for the verdict. Yesterday, Apiwan Wiriyachai, a member of Pueri's strategic committee, said his party will not accept the Constitution Court's ruling, no matter if it is positive for the party, rejecting the complaints, or negative, agreeing that the Constitution was violated or that rules were broken. The Parliament has the constitutional right to amend the Charter, and the Court, therefore, has no authority to rule on the case, and by doing so it will interfere in the legislative branch, Mr. Apiwan said. One thing is for certain. The Court's ruling tomorrow will be watched closely by groups calling for the government's ouster, and opposing groups angry at what they see are attempts to illegally remove a democratic-elected government.